It's been a rough year for Uber, with stories about sexual harassment, a data breach, and a major leadership shakeup. But the ride-hailing company is looking ahead. This year, it hired Harvard Business School academic Francis Fry to steer the company in the right direction. WBUR's Asma Khalid, with our Bostonomics team, recently sat down with Fry to see how her new job's going. Hi, Asma.
Hey, Jack.
So, Asma, tell us, what is Fry's role exactly?
Yep, she's Uber's SVP of Leadership and Strategy. That's essentially a fancy title for someone who was brought in to basically figure out how to reshape Uber's culture and reputation. She was hired in June by the then CEO, Travis Kalanick, who stepped down that same month after pressure from investors.
So what's she trying to do at Uber?
So, Jack, first, you've got to know that changing organizational culture is kind of Fry's thing. She did this at Harvard Business School, where she focused on the gender gap. And she told me she was really enticed by the challenge of Uber, enough to commute weekly from Cambridge to San Francisco. When she came to Uber, she outlined three mandates. First, get the senior leadership to act like a team instead of a bunch of individuals reporting to the CEO. Second, create a safe workplace culture for employees to speak out. And she quickly found out that a big part of that included training the severely undertrained managers. And lastly, her third mandate, clarify strategy. Here she is talking about that. I want you all to hear some of our conversation.
So where are you on that mandate, that list of three mandates? You know, if say 10 is where you really want to be, where are you all now?
I'll call it an 8.
Yeah. Okay. So you feel like you're further...
Oh, for the senior team, for sure. And I'd say that it was, you know...
And where did you all start?
Well, maybe at a 0. There were, I think, more than 3,000 emails that were collected from people who were asked to comment on the culture. Every one of those that was negative, and it was quite a lot of them, almost every one of them had to do with an interaction with their manager.
Oh, wow.
And so you could think, well, we have really bad people as managers, or we have severely undertrained managers. These folks had been promoted at such a fast rate because of the unprecedented growth, and they weren't hiring from the outside. So you'd get put into a place of manager for the first time, and then before you know it, you're managing managers. And now the challenge is to figure out how to, at scale, not just immediately train the 3,000 managers, but all of the individual contributors, of which we have 12,000 that want to become managers, and then all of the new managers that join the company every day. On the clear and coherent strategy, that's twofold. Step one is everyone has to have a common understanding of what strategy is. So we're educating the company on what is strategy. That's like the sanding. And then we can paint on what is our strategy.
You refer to Uber as an awesome company.
Oh, it is.
And I don't doubt you. Look, you're on the inside. But I think that there is a sort of a skepticism at times from the public that this is a company that's really been sort of mired publicly, at least in controversy. So how's morale?
I would say that the morale was low. I heard from many, many people that if they got into a car that was being driven by an Uber driver, they wouldn't admit that they worked for Uber. I thought, look, everything we hear of is in the past. We are now in a position to move forward. So at one small thing I did then is I said, look, I'm going to wear an Uber t-shirt every day, because that's one way of showing, right? I'm going to wear one every day until all 15,000 employees are wearing an Uber t-shirt every day. The cool thing is I'm seeing more people at the organization do it, and I'm getting sent Uber t-shirts from regions around the world saying, please wear ours. And so it might be a silly artifact, but I actually think it's a deeply meaningful, because it means people are walking out in the world and wanting the world to know that they work at Uber.
You're known here locally as the woman who really pushed for, I could say, a cultural revolution at Harvard Business School, a change to the gender dynamics. I think it was back in 2012-ish. You helped push for changes to the faculty and the overall vibe, right, the social structure to foster more success for female students. Are there things that you learned from this HBS experiment that helped you at Uber?
Yeah. So Harvard was born before the country. So I'm undaunted by changing anything.
Like a legacy institution.
Oh, my gosh. But here's what I know. You need a super-duper careful diagnosis that sheds all of your own internal biases. I'm an operations professor. I've never seen a diagnosis for which we can't bring a prescription. But the mistake I see time and time again is people don't do a deep enough drill into the diagnosis because they're sure they know what it is. So right now, a lot of people are sure that in if they hear that women aren't promoted as much as men, they'll think biased decision-making. And so then they'll put unconscious bias training in all of these organizations. And they'll wonder why it works in a few but not in others. We have to explicitly manage for the inclusivity. Things like when I got the faculty job, one of the first things I did was change the maternity leave to fit into the context of women academics at HBS. It put us at a little bit more risk until we could figure it out, but it was unquestionably the right thing to do. I had spoken for years to so many women who felt that when they got pregnant, it made them take a step back. And I saw so many women delay being pregnant till after tenure. If you want diversity to work, it's not take difference and try to homogenize it. And the most interesting thing about you is what is not in common with everyone else. Because you're probably not as good at what is in common as everyone else, and it's redundant. So I feel like that's what we did at HBS, and that's what we're really trying hard to do at Uber.
So, Jack, we'll see how Fry implements some of those ideas at Uber. Could make for an interesting case study.
We'll be watching. Asma, thank you.
Thank you.